T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation, what you drinking and what you thinking. Of course, brought to you by Jake's Burgers. Oh, we love you so. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, coordinating your video. We appreciate all of you wherever you might be. Happy Halloween, 877-881-1053. Always the number to join the conversation on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. And all of our Twolos and our YouTubers out there, we appreciate you watching, being part of the G-Bag Nation family here on 105.3 The Fan. We will, of course, get into the expressway. We'll have G-Bag of the Day. We'll have LA Live. We are an hour away from the 2025 G-Bag Nation Candy Draft. Very excited about this. Weirdly excited about this.
You guys,
fellas,
got your big boards ready?
I do. I've been prepping my body for this.
See if we're touching tags.
We'll see. I hope we're not. Do we get back to trade, off of my guys.
Trade up? Can we trade up, trade back?
Gosh darn it.
You can.
Didn't even think about how are we going to do the order for this.
You could trade the number one overall pick and pick up an extra one.
I didn't even consider what's going on with the order of operations. How are we going to decide who goes first, who goes last?
We'll figure it out.
Just go ahead and shake it up.
We should go oldest to youngest.
Bob Nightingale, Shohei Ohtani not going to pitch tonight out of the bullpen. Game 6 of the World Series back in Toronto. Blue Jays, if they win it, they're World Series champs. Dodgers looking to force a Game 7. Dave Roberts is saying he's definitely going to play for a potential Game 7. Might even use Shohei Ohtani as an opener for Game 7. Could also play him in the outfield. All possibilities are available for Shohei Ohtani in a Game 7 for the Dodgers. As Game 6 tonight, right as we go off the air, it'll be going on. Yamamoto versus Gosman. Fan After Dark will have updates for you. And that's why you're a fatty. Also, congratulations to Puka Nacua. He is now a father.
Been nice, but I scouted him.
Yeah, well, you know, Brian, you out yourself on that all the time.
Look at 220 players, and you don't look at one of the best ones in that draft.
Are you embarrassed?
It hurts. That kind of crap hurts.
It does. Yeah. It hurts. I'm sipping on some water, some high-quality H2O, and I'm thinking about how that's going to go tonight as my daughter Eliza is going trick-or-treating for the first time. I'm hoping she gets a haul. Now, they might just go a couple of houses and call it quits, but I'm hoping she brings back a plethora of candy for Daddy.
Yeah, because she's still young enough to where that candy is your candy.
Yeah. She might get, like, a piece, but right. Otherwise claimed.
It's going to be fun, man.
Does she eat sugar?
Every once in a while, we'll give her a little treat.
When she sits, are you judging me? Or
I am
when
a
she does
bit.
A trick.
Or, I don't know, man. I think you're just, you know, you're ruining your kid.
No, come on now.
I'm kidding.
I mean, the kids are.
What's her favorite candy? Because I saw her give her brisket when she was born.
Yeah, I don't think she has a favorite candy. We haven't really.
She can't chew. Here, have some brisket.
She can chew. She had some teeth there, and she loved the brisket.
She loved the bark, man. She tore that up. Shout out to Hurtado.
She crushed it. And now she is a Hurtado brisket snob. She only eats her brisket from Hurtado.
That's a good way
respect.
To
respect. Her grandmother, her softa, made some brisket for Rosh Hashanah, and she said, sorry, it's not Hurtado's. It's not Brandon's.
Oven brisket's not going to get it done after you have that Hurtado brisket.
No, it's not going to. But, it, I mean, I will say a good Jewish brisket, delectable. Yeah, I'll have to bring you guys some if I ever allow it.
Call, make the call on the percentage you've had really good Jewish brisket.
I've been spoiled. My lifetime.
You think? Really?
Most years it's been pretty good. Okay. Some years it's been dry.
You show up at places, are you like going, oh, hey, thanks?
And then if I go somewhere else.
Pushing it aside?
Yeah. Yeah. But my mom does a good job and my mother-in-law does a good job. So I trust them both. But if I'm going somewhere else, it could be pretty bad. Brian, drinking, thinking?
I am currently drinking some green iced tea. And what I'm thinking is I want to once again thank the radio network down there in Tarleton. Having me to help broadcast their game tomorrow. I'm excited about going to Abilene.
Yeah.
And calling another game with the second ranked Tarleton Texans. Super excited about it. Love working with Byron Anderson and that crew down there. They are they're so nice, so much fun. Matter of fact, they worked in the pregame last week. Byron worked in his keys of the game with something to do with the brisket Sando.
Nice.
So we'll come back with some clips this time around.
Hey, drop a Girthquake in there for us, please. Hey,
I'll do my best.
All right.
I try to be professional about this.
I know
stuff,
you do, but you can always. I mean, maybe if it's
I'm
a
not
blowout.
Like choppy. You know what I'm saying?
What, so, I thought RJ and Bobby were supposed to be doing some.
Oh,
games.
They are. They're doing some games. They just these guys said, "Hey, would you come on down and help out there? There might be a situation where Kyle, the normal color guy, is not going to be a part
gotcha.
Of this. One. So we'll see." I'm on ready. How about that?
Yeah, on ready. On but high alert. High alert.
On ready, but we'll be involved.
Yeah. Eric?
Yeah, I am drinking some 1877 mineral water. Mm. Carbonation added, courtesy of Mineral Wells, Texas, and HEB.
Keeping it local.
Yeah, glass bottle. Keeping the micro plastics out of the out of the downstairs. And I'm thinking about tomorrow, man. I'm fired up for the 1109 West Interstate 20 Arlington Verizon. Where we will have Thanksgiving game day tickets and $100 Visa gift cards, $100 grocery gift cards, thanks to Tom Thumb, 105 Through the Fan Collector's Cutting Board, because I guess Sean couldn't give enough away at his Wild Fork event, and also the 105.3 Tolo Stainless Steel Mugs, because Sean and RJ couldn't get rid of those at the Firehouse Tour.
They couldn't give away their cutting boards?
Or their mugs.
Just a tough deal. Tough sledding.
You know, it just seems like to me there's always like that joke gets thrown in to about us.
Interesting.
You know, what the hell is going on with that show?
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking to shake some hands and talk some ball.
Kiss some babies.
Yeah. And some ladies.
Lucius, drinking, thinking.
Hey, man, what's going on, bro? Hey, everybody doing? Everybody all right?
Yeah.
We're chilling.
Drinking some San Pellegrino right here.
Oh.
Peach.
Snob.
I like how it makes me burp. Makes you fart a little bit.
That's
pretty
feel.
Damn good, bro. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Feels good, man. Thinking about later. Yeah, see, there you go.
Here it is.
That wasn't me, but yeah. Think about sitting on the tail of the truck later, watching the kids walk by in their little outfits and smoke a cigar and drink something.
You didn't scare anybody?
Nah, I'm going to just enjoy the day. Let the dog see the kids all dressed up.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that. Try not to spend money this weekend.
That's always hard.
Good luck.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah. Last weekend was nasty.
Oh, was it?
Show up at Target, $75 bucks.
God.
Easy.
Nah, man. It's the bright ideas. You know when the girls get bright ideas?
Yep.
Oh, I hate bright ideas. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think we should eat crab legs today.
That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite things to do.
It is.
I have seven jobs so I can do that.
Yeah, it is. But I had four mouths to feed.
Yeah.
I had me. Oh. Yeah, I had my gal. I have my son and his girlfriend and then two cousins.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
So did you go to like the boiling crab place?
Yeah, we went one of them little things and it was nice. And then when it was time for that check, she walked up and she just laid it right in front of me out of everybody at that damn table. She was like, you got to play.
Dang.
She threw it at me. That's $120 a mouth.
Yeah.
Per mouth?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Easy. Yeah, the snow crab legs.
Pretty much, dog.
And especially if you just go with if you go with the king crab legs, that could be even more devastating. But it's well worth it. Those places are so good. I love it.
Yeah, they enjoy themselves. Can I get it with this, with that, with this, and that? And I'm just counting in my head, like, okay, wait a minute. Is that an extra charge?
How many pounds did you just order?
Yeah, what is that?
I'll just have a water.
And it's always market price.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what it is, bro.
It's the great mystery. It is. It's the great mystery of like.
Is it 20, 30?
Like, we're going to have snow crab legs. It's market price. Yep. And you have no idea what market price is.
As soon as you leave there, it's like, just go home.
Yeah.
Let's not stop anywhere else. Just go home.
Oh, man. I love curl up
in the fetal position in the closet and cry like Joseph Fields.
I tell you what, Lucius, that is a great way to spend a day, though.
That's fun.
That is a good way.
Good eating right there. Yeah. All right, let's hit the phones. Tim in Carthage. What's going on, Pappy? What you thinking? What you drinking?
Hey, guys. I hope everybody's doing well today. I'm drinking a little margarita, and, you know, I have to start by saying I'm so sorry Gavin's not there today, but I sure do hope that he was able to get his kids out of the library so they could spend time with their grandparents. Now, you know, Halloween really is Holy Eve, because in Catholicism culture, tomorrow is All Saints and All Souls Day. You know, in the Hispanic culture, it's really the Day of the Dead, where you celebrate the souls of all those loved ones who have left us, like Kenny and Quinlan. Yeah. So I want Rodeo Ron, Magic Mike, Big Jim, Polo, Black and Gold, and even Coors Light Dave in St. Louis to get off your ass and call in the show and raise your glass to all those like Belinda and Kenny who have left us. And Scott in New Jersey, don't you be calling in bitching to be bitching.
Yeah.
And this is Tim in Carthage, and as Polo would say, bah!
Yeah!
Bah.
Atta baby. There he is, Tim in Carthage, and thank you for the Dos Equis, sir.
Absolutely.
We've been enjoying those.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's go to Dale. Dale, what you drinking, what you thinking?
Hold on.
Oh.
There you go. Dale.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, guys, I'm drinking some water, and just a really quick point, what I'm thinking. If our pass rush is so good like Jerry says it is, I would like to see the Cowboys start dialing up like a NASCAR package where we can get like three edges on the field, maybe Ezra Rockley, Houston, Sam Williams, and see if we can generate some pressure on third down. That's what I'm thinking. Thank you, guys. We'll listen.
Wow, look at you being a defensive coordinator and stuff.
They've done some weird stuff. They've kicked Sam Williams inside.
They need to kick him all the way outside.
If I could get this computer, maybe go to next call, because I looked this up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Their NASCAR package is they've already do it, and they're one of the better pressure teams in the league.
Okay,
when it comes to that, let me see if I can.
Dale, you might be onto something while we wait on that.
I think they're already doing it. He said he'd like to see it. Yeah,
but if they're doing it and successful, do it more.
Well, here we go. Effective with extra rushers, 48% pressure rate on blitzes, seventh highest in the league. Ezra Rocco is at 26.5%. So they're already they're one of the better teams in the league when it comes to bringing extra rushers and stuff like that. So I think the problem is that teams run the ball on you. You can't get into these NASCAR packages.
Right.
That's the biggest issues that you're dealing with.
At least Flush is doing something there. Let's go to Ron. What's up, Rodeo Ron? How you doing, bro?
Boy, I'm dissed. Sitting here drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper, and I'm thinking about that Dallas trifecta. The Mavs are rebuilding their Legos, the Cowboys are chasing ghosts of the 90s, and the Rangers are trying to remember how to swing sober. But hey, we don't rebuild, we reload, so turn it on, leave it on, and remember one thing, if you're not drinking that Jim Beam with Rodeo Ron, listen to 105.3 The Fan on Halloween. Then where the
F-U-F,
baby?
Thank you, Ron. Stay safe out there, man. If you see Ron,
avoid. I don't know. Give him some water.
Just pass him high-quality H2O.
Yeah.
Steve, what's going on, man? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Hey, what's up? I am drinking a Tipsy Goat from Oak Highlands Brewery.
Nice.
I'm thinking two things. I really don't like the Blue Jays, but I think they're going to win it tonight in six. And number two, it's Halloween, and I just need everybody to know A Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas movie. It is not a Halloween.
Facts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, because he's trying to steal Christmas.
What's this? This wet thing's in the air.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Steve. I think it is. And Coco, Halloween movie. Maybe one of the better ones out there. Speaking of Day of the Dead. Check out Coco, Disney Plus, if you haven't seen it. Outstanding. Big Jim, what's going on, brother?
What's up, fellas? It's good to talk to you, and we'll put the glasses in there for Kenny and the others that we lost this year, so thank you for reminding us to do that. Boys, I'll tell you what, it's been a depressing week. I just don't do well. All right, so Walchuk and Chief,
yes, sir.
Do y'all watch? Do you watch Broadus and Botch on the YouTubes?
Of course,
every day.
Do you? We all do. And I guess you're sitting there with him, but it makes my heart hurt. You know, when Broadus gets mad, he gets real quick. He'll say, "Yeah," start of every sentence, "Yeah." Uh-huh. And it just hurts my heart when I see he and Vox just so frustrated with the Cowboys. We have a good y'all have yuck it up on in Vox. Y'all, Brian, you do yuck it up. But it just, man, it makes me so sad because I'm like, that gummit, this crown. And by the way, a friend of mine got me one of them T-shirts, brothers.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
No, it's real nice. I like it. It's
thank you.
You know, it's an army green with the crown on it. So,
thank you, sir.
You're near my heart, Broadus.
I appreciate that,
nice,
sir.
It's a comfortable T-shirt. But it makes me sad because I'm like, boys are launching this new venture, and you got sucky-ass Cowboys out there on the field. So it hurts me for you because y'all do such a good job. But now, listen, I've said it before, and I think Jerry gets it too, because I think I've heard him say it. But you guys, what y'all do on a daily basis, and I know you love it, and it's probably not, and it's a job a lot of times, especially Brian, you're going to be busy on Monday. But y'all make the whole fan experience so much better for all of us. And, you know, I look at other markets, they don't have what we got. And you guys are first class. And some of the guys on the station, they're pretty good too. But I do really appreciate what y'all do. Well, I'm serious. I mean, y'all, I set my clock to you guys.
And, well, thank you.
And I just want to thank you for what you do because it just makes the whole fan experience. When we see you guys struggling, and I'm not saying you get depressed, but obviously it kind of makes you angry, particularly when you get to watch you break down film and just be like, what in the hell are they thinking? So thank you for what you do for sort of, you know, long suffering in public for the rest of us, and love you guys. And Broadus and Walchuk, I guess I'll talk to you on Monday night.
We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good, Jim. We appreciate you. We love you as well.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Isaac in Dallas, what you drinking, what you thinking?
I'm drinking a Red Bull. What's up, guys? Driving to pick up my daughter, and I'm going on about 14 hours a week, so I'm needing every bit of it. But what I'm thinking as I'm sitting here in stop-and-go traffic is that instead of fixing the suburban hellscape that we've turned North Texas into and actually doing something about infrastructure and this unwalkable sprawl that we have for 4 hours across the Metroplex, we're doing trunk or treats now. We're doubling down as if to say that this just belongs to the cars now. And that's sad because we could do so much better than that. I hate Philly, and I hate a lot of what goes on the East Coast from a sports perspective. But they have that one thing right, that you can actually walk places. Instead, our fat ace is sitting behind these wheels, and we're moving about the same speed we'd be if we were walking anyway.
Where are you from? Where are you from, sir?
I have lived here for 14 years. I've lived in Pennsylvania. Okay. I was born in Northern California.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Isaac. Yeah. Not a fan of the trunk or treats, but I love you, and happy Halloween, man. All right, let's go to Black and Gold. What's
that was
up,
cool.
Black and Gold?
You got a great voice. That guy has a great voice.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Man, I'm just chilling. I got to the house. I'm drinking some strawberry lemonade from HEB right now. Good. But later on tonight after trick-or-treating, I'm probably going to crack up a couple cans and I'm going to raise a glass or raise a can to Kenny and my dad and all the other good people we've lost.
Cheers.
And I'm thinking, man, these past 2 weeks, man, I've been really happy. Well, all right. Except for Sundays. Sundays suck. I'm miserable because of the Saints. But every other day besides that, man, I'm happy. A few weeks ago, I went to the doctor with my wife, saw the sonogram.
Yeah.
Got to see the little baby in the hand movement.
Oh, man.
It was awesome. So I'm just really loving that. Because I didn't get to experience that the first time around with my son because of COVID and everything. So I never got to go to the doctors. So that's just been happy about that. But we also found out what kind of baby we're having. So we're having a little girl.
Yeah.
Happy, man. Everything's wonderful. Yeah.
Let's go.
A little human.
That's a good kind.
I'm going to recommend.
Yeah.
The song I'm going to recommend is Some Kind of Wonderful by Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk, yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend, fellas. Some kind of wonderful.
Thank you, Black and Gold. There you go. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Being a girl dad's awesome. All right.
He found out what kind of kid he was having.
Yeah.
A real one?
Yeah.
I'm a real boy. Alex, what you drinking and what you thinking?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm not drinking here right now. I'm just driving home. But I wanted to say I've been listening to you guys for about 2 years. I listen in the morning for about an hour, and I listen to you guys for about an hour. And this back and forth you guys have had for the last, I don't know, maybe 6 months has been really fun. Yeah. I would kill for you guys to do a show together. I don't know how that would work. I don't know how you guys do crosstalk or anything, but it would be great to see you guys interact with the morning show, because I swear, Sean, he sounds like the toughest guy you've ever met in your life, but I just don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm a tough guy. My tiny hands. I'll kick your ass.
He'll always say this, no one has the balls, but I've got it. Like,
yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, I got the balls. I'll interview these guys tough.
And then Choppy will try to say something. He's like, shut up, Choppy. I'm like, God bless, man.
No, he really means
that. You guys are great. You guys are great, man. I just would kill to have some crosstalk between y'all. I appreciate it, guys.
That'd be fun. Yeah, thank you, Alex. It is.
I'll tell you what's fun with those guys, because we're out there sometimes with them when it was for training camp.
Yeah.
We had the morning show and then our show. We didn't know. After our show, we would go and Sean would have the bar set up.
Oh, that was a blast.
Sean is great at setting up stuff, like food items or a bar, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you just pull up and he'll have the drinks ready to go. Yeah.
He leads from the front.
He's the best host. He's a
get it done guy.
He is.
Like, you don't have to worry about if Sean says he's going to have everything ready to go.
He does.
He gets it all ready to go. I give him credit for that.
No doubt. All right. We got Sebastian. Sebastian, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Just drinking some Diet Dr. Pepper, kind of regretting it right now, but it was free, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Must be a scout.
I'm thinking that Williams, the guard for the Mavs, looked pretty scary against the Pacers. He was just ripping it up out there.
Ripping it up. He sure was.
Yeah, Brandon Williams. he will rip it up off the floor. We appreciate that. Yeah, he did look pretty good. It was him and, what, Dwight Powell?
Yeah.
Those are your leading scorers.
Both finding a way to get it done.
Pretty crazy stuff.
I think Dwight Powell's played in over 700 games for the Mavs.
It's unbelievable.
He's a lifer.
He probably will
get his jersey in the rafters.
Let's get him a statue next to Dirk.
Is that it? We good, Lucius?
I mean, yeah, we got one if we want to.
Okay.
Last one. We can dry catch this one.
Let's dry catch it. All right.
Try to dry catch.
Who we got? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Tolo Menisco.
Hey! Menisco, what up, bro?
What up? Hey, I'm drinking Canada Dry, and I got two things,
Oh, that's good.
All right, since the Micah trade, I kind of checked that on the board. I still watch the games, but it's just like a tradition. But my point is, I'm blaming everything on Mazi Smith. All he had to do was be okay. They wouldn't even trade Micah. They wouldn't even thought of trading Micah. If he was just okay. He just got awful. And I'm blaming everything on him. And number two, I've been paying attention to the Cleveland Browns. I thought the Cowboys were the biggest dumpster fire. It's the Browns. I thought I wouldn't say that. It's the Browns. I'm watching the Shador thing. It is terrible. Oh, my goodness. But that's it. See ya.
Good caller, man.
Thank you. We appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. All right. We're way over time. Let's go ahead and hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. That's next in the nation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, baby, it's time for that expressway. About to get into the G-Bag of the Day. We got LA Live right around the corner. A happy Halloween, 877-881-1053. Always the number to join the conversation here on the G-Bag Nation. If you missed it earlier, we did have Stephen Jones on. And one of the nuggets in regards to trade talks, he said, look, it takes two to trade. You don't ever want to trade for the sake of just saying, hey, we made a trade. If we can find players that make us better and the deal is right, then we're always up for that. Jerry's got that in his blood. He likes to trade. He likes to do deals. I will say this, there's certainly interesting things that are out there as we head down to the wire. So I think everything's on the table if they can pull it off, whether it's Max Crosby, Jeffrey Simmons, maybe even Trey Hendrickson, you name it. I think everybody that we've discussed, certainly, if the other team's willing to play ball, I think the Cowboys are open for business.
I totally agree with you on that. Hey, let me throw something at you real quick that I just noticed about the Cowboys. And tell me if I'm butt cracking you on this one.
Okay.
Five different Cowboy defenders, edge rushers, Dante Fowler, Sam Williams, Donovan Ezeraco, as well as defensive tackles Kenny Clark and Oso Digizua, have generated at least 14 pressures each.
Mm.
Dante Fowler has 18. Sam Williams has 18. Donovan Ezeraco has 17. Kenny Clark, 18. Oso Digizua, 14. How about this? The Cowboys are one of only four teams, the Seahawks, the Broncos, and the Colts, that have had as many players do so.
Wow.
Does that seem like kind of a butt crack situation?
That does. That doesn't sound right.
Smells like one.
That doesn't sound right. I mean, that's why I do think analytics are awesome. The next-gen stuff is great. But
the eyeball test doesn't seem like the eyeball test is right on that, right?
No, and I think context matters with some of these numbers. And that one just doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. Okay, this is just another thing that we think about. I know we're already at LA Live.
G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do your thing, bro.
No, real quick. Go ahead, Lucius. I'll circle back. I'll circle back.
I ain't tripping, I'm sorry, bro. It's a Friday.
I'll circle back with you. Appreciate that. Let's go to the Pib Cup, where Lucius Alexander has LA Live and all those fun things for you. G-Bag of the Day.
Well done, Brian Broaddus. Hey, hey, hey. That's a pro.
Okay, yeah, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Happy Halloween to y'all out here, huh? Getting ready. On a Friday. That's beautiful.
To all the costumes.
Next year is going to be amazing. Halloween on a Saturday?
Oh,
it's Saturday, right? It's not going backwards. It's not going to be a Thursday, right? It's going to be a
Saturday. Leap year?
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's on a Saturday.
I hope it's on a Saturday, too. That'd be banging. All right, G-Bag of the Day. Do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up this weekend if there's anything you think I should be playing. Hit me up on social media at Lucky Lucius P. That's LuciOus. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. And I still call it Twitter. I've never called it X. This is day number one going for two of this champion audio. It's a combo pack from the G-Bag Nation. General Gavin Dawson makes a reference to butt crack sports. And if you have no idea what's going on, you wouldn't know what was going on.
I mean, that's just raw data right there. There's no butt crack about it.
Raw data. butt crack raw about data. That one, baby.
Nothing about that data indicates a butt crack.
Nothing. And our very own Zach Wolchuk, a plain old legend. It's in the holiday season right here. Listen to this.
Here was one that did percolate from Monday night.
Percolate.
Eli Manning. What's his son going to go as Halloween as?
Charlie's dressing up as Jackson Dart for Halloween.
I don't know what I said. Dart. What's his son going to go?
As Halloween as.
Oh, no.
Nah, that's good stuff, bro.
Words are hard.
Oh! It's a little loud. All right, here we go. I've been sitting on this one for a while, so I'm going to empty the folder, in a sense, of these G-Bag of the Days, so they won't be so damn outdated by the time I get to them sometime. Let's go to KNC Masterpiece. It's college football weekend. Carter joined to talk some college football.
Uh-oh.
And he dropped some presidential facts on them.
Carter, wow. I have been to one presidential campus.
That was with Carter.
That was with Carter, yeah, and now I know the most.
Okay,
I bequeath you with all my knowledge.
I don't know what that means, and it concerns me.
Yeah, I thought only ladies could do that.
Google it.
All right, come up next.
Oh, that was awesome from Kevin. Well done, sir.
Bequeath.
Bequeath.
I was thinking ladies can bequeath. We used to have a girl in class that used to do that on purpose.
On demand?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
she didn't call it that. She just called it making it fart. Hey, listen, she had jeans on and everything. She didn't have to get like nasty. Mm. And you hear. Shout out to Jarita.
Jarita,
bro. Just make that thing fart in class. Oh,
we have Meg the Stallion and Queen of the Queefa. Yeah.
All right, RJ and Choppy Show, which one of these fools is Chop? We got some Reddit questions right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So RJ's answer to this Reddit question.
What's something men secretly love doing but pretend they don't?
Guys, you got an answer to that? Anybody got an answer to that?
We secretly love, but we pretend like we don't.
Yeah.
Mine's washing clothes.
You love that?
I do.
Serial killer alert.
Yeah. I do enjoy reality television.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe like some of those like Bachelorette shows, yeah. Something like that.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Like The Golden Bachelor. Yeah.
Like Love Island UK. Yeah. That'll get me.
Like, okay. Really, this again, honey? Damn it. What are we snacking on?
All right, here we go.
What's something men secretly love doing but pretend they don't?
Look, for me, this is easy. It's getting a massage from a guy. All right.
What?
Maybe this was Spittle did when he left our party after 20 minutes.
You could say all you want that you want a girl. But the moment a man, not a guy, a man with Popeye forearms and fat fingers gets his hands all up on you, it's over. You'll never go back to a woman again. So a massage from a guy.
Wow.
It's the last thing I want, some rough man hands.
I know, man.
Hairy
yeah,
hands.
Just rough.
Hairy, sweaty hands.
Bare paws.
Sandpaper ass hands.
Yeah, oh, is that a callus? I like it.
Yeah. That's rough.
Ooh, yeah. Let's
like
do that again.
I like the body hair. Let's go body to body.
Yeah. I don't even know how people kiss men. You know, dad give you a kiss on the cheek or something, you feel all that mustache. Like, oh my God, ow, bro. Yeah,
not cool.
What is that?
Imagine how Tom Brady's son feels.
Yeah. 6-second kiss on the lip. I counted that thing. I counted it.
Get
and he was
here.
Getting a massage by a man. Tom Brady was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was, bro.
Wow.
It's crazy.
He had a Brotox appointment 30 minutes later.
This woman, they said it's a woman. That's what the headline said.
Okay.
Woman says she was robbed. She had a little confrontation with Dallas police about it. I'm only playing this because of the sound of her voice.
What are you recording?
You.
How many times do I got to tell you? I'm on a traffic stop right now.
I was robbed. Robbery is more important.
You were not robbed.
You can't tell me that.
You were not robbed.
You can't tell me that.
You were not robbed.
How do you know that?
Because you don't know who took it.
That's what robbery is. That is exactly the definition of robbery. And a police officer would know that.
Wow. You can't tell me that.
Was this at a Waffle House?
Had her twigs and berries removed. With her Adam's apple.
Not, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking first thing.
I was robbed.
Yeah.
Robbery is more important.
We're not robbed.
You can't tell me that.
We're not robbed.
You can't tell me that.
That dude just gave a massage to Choppy.
Yeah.
He's robbed by Choppy.
This guy robbed me.
Let's see. What time is it?
It's 5:38 Central Time.
Thank you, Phil.
I wouldn't have taken up one of your minutes.
20 seconds.
All right, that's it.
Okay. All right. There it is. The abrupt ending to another fantastic.
Very abrupt.
G-bag.
I got the one you sent me, the Uber driver. Oh, who said he was too fat? The lady kicked him out the car.
Oh. And apparently people saw photos of this guy and they're like, she kind of had a point.
Oh, he was kind of big.
He was allegedly.
He used to be a
Eric's fat algorithm.
He used to be a big dude who lived.
I got all the fat shit. All the fatties.
He used to be a real big dude who lived like two houses down from us when I was growing up. My dad called him Fat Daddy.
Yes, you Fat Daddy today.
Go on down to Fat Daddy's house and get you a little something.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
You're not recording me right now.
I'm going to record you. You just said I'm too large for your car?
This is a matter of logic and rationale, and I have a right to say
that. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's my car.
This is not your car. I'm not too large for your car. I'm going to fit.
It's my vehicle.
Are you dead ass, you f***ing bitch?
Oh,
you. Are you dead ass? You are insane.
Get the f*** out of here.
Yeah, you're a f***ing whore.
Oh. It's aggressive. Hello.
All right.
Man, got his feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is it always the same guy that's recording that voice?
Yeah.
It's always that same kind of voice. Are you recording me? And it's that guy with that voice. Same one.
Smarky.
The guys always sound the same. It's weird about that. Like, are you recording me?
I'm not too large for your car. I'm going to fit.
It's my vehicle.
There's a prototype for sure. All right, is it your one-time champ, the Dawson Walchuk combo platter? Is it K&C presidential facts where Carter bequeathed them? Is it the dude massages with Choppy? Is it the human ashtray who may have been Choppy's masseuse? Or is it the fat logic? She certainly was dead ass. Man, it's a good batch. I'm going to go with the bequeathing.
That's weed.
Walchuk. Lucius.
Combo pack. G-bag combo pack.
All right, we're at 1-1 right now.
I'm going to go with RJ.
Okay, we are tied at 1.
Yeah, it's RJ.
Broadus.
It's RJ. Yeah.
There it is.
Yes.
And your new G-bag of the day champion, RJ loves his fat finger massages. Back into the Pimp Cup.
Hell yeah.
LA Live.
All right, man, let's get into it right after the great Rick James, y'all.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Let me fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
They say he lies quietly in the bushes, waits until a woman or child walks by, and then jumps out yelling. What kind of description do his victims give police?
He ain't having nothing.
He's known simply as Naked Creek Man. He's African-American, medium height, and for the last 5 years, he's played an odd game with countless people.
And he was chasing us butt naked, shaking his thing at us.
I was walking to the store through the trail, and I seen somebody say, hey, baby, and they hollered up, you know, and he was down there. Master babe.
Oh, no.
A big concern some people have is that this man's actions are escalating, that he's no longer just satisfied jumping out of bushes and scaring people. A teenage girl says he actually chased her down and grabbed her.
Uh-oh.
He's a pervert. He needs to be caught and stopped.
Police say that's what they intend to do, with added personnel looking for Naked Creek Man. If they have their way, cops will catch him and keep him someplace where going without clothing is not an option.
I take you back to 1994 in Dallas, the Naked Creek Man in Oak Cliff.
Wow.
Yeah, he's down there butt naked chasing kids. It's a hell of a different troll right there, bro. Comes down naked. Ah, watch out now! Yeah, this is LA Live for October 31st, 2025. It is a feel-good Halloween Friday. here in LA Live, people, we made it. Yes, we made it. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Now let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, please. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive, especially. Oh, my God, you on 287. Slow the hell down. You need to slow down. Don't drink and drive. Watch out for the kiddies in the street tonight.
Yes.
Watch out for the kiddies. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, do not crash out like this fellow right here. You guys ever heard of Trey Taylor? Crew Tractor?
Trey Taylor?
Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor.
No.
Did you get permission? He said, lock him up.
Oh, wow.
This sounds familiar.
Yes, this man went viral when he confronted some young men fishing on his private property.
Okay.
Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, you've played this.
I played it before. Yes, I have, man. Hold on. Mr. Norman H. Taylor, Jr. Well, listen, give you a little run back on this.
You got permission?
You got permission?
Yeah, this is a G-Bag of the Day champ.
Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor.
You got permission?
Yeah.
Written permission from Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor?
Crew Tractor.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Crew Tractor.
Yeah. Who told you could fish here?
I thought it was state property.
State?
State?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
State?
It ain't.
Hit the road, dude.
Hit the road, dude.
Private property.
Oh, okay.
What is your name? Man, I want your name.
Huh?
So I can call down and see who gave you permission.
My name?
On state property.
My name, Hubert.
Last name?
Jones.
Hubert Jones.
Lies.
Yeah.
State property. I ain't never heard of that before in my life. And a man just called me and called Trey and said, Trey, they're fishing in the pond. He said, lock them up.
Oh, man.
Lock them up.
We better leave, man.
You better leave, because I can tell you, he's going to call it on.
That wow. is so good.
Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor. Yeah, well, Mr. Norman H. Taylor, Jr., the owner of Crew Tractor and Equipment, went viral for his lock them up video. Well, there's online reports. Online reports. You guys can probably do some more butt cracking for me. Pause. But there's online reports. Claiming he has been arrested in Nottoway County on misdemeanor sexual battery charges.
Oh, no.
Whoa. What is that? What is a misdemeanor sexual battery charge? And is this true, or is people just trolling him back for his lock 'em up video? I don't know, man, but I hope you didn't crash out like that, Mr. Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I do see a story about it.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot, but I'm not seeing like it from a Fox or from a CBS.
Like a verified.
Yeah. I'm not sure, man. People are jumping on this little thing, though, they've been doing. This one content creator has been going around trolling folks just walking, and people are minding their business. He'll roll up on them and say, hey, you got permission to be here?
Oh, no.
Listen, hold on.
Hey.
Hey.
Got permission?
Permission what?
Written permission to be on the property.
Property?
I was just walking. This is a sidewalk.
Now, this is Trey Taylor and Crew Tractor right down there. I'm his daddy. And a man just called me, and he called Trey. He said, they're down there on your property. He said, lock them up.
See,
lock them up.
I just came from the store.
I don't want no static.
Yeah, I don't need them. Like I said, this.
Well, that's two of us. Neither one of us want static.
Yes.
But all FM.
Sir, I have not been up here.
Well, I'm just telling you, a man just called me and he called Trey. He said, they down there on your property. This is private property.
Okay, sorry, sir.
On your property.
It's pretty good impression.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is a good one.
Trey Taylor. She you know, she handled it right. She was a little nervous about
it. She was.
It's the sidewalk,
it's
sir.
It's the damn sidewalk.
Is he just doing this on purpose now? Is this just a bid for him?
Yeah, just going around. Well, not this guy, but other people are doing
impersonating.
Yeah. Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor.
Got permission?
Say what?
Got permission?
Say
written
what?
Permission?
Who?
From Trey Taylor and Crew Tractor.
Who?
Man, I'm out here walking. I don't know nothing about no guy. Trey.
Well, who told you could be here?
Huh?
Who told you could be here?
Man, I'm walking through here. This is my home. What's wrong with you?
A man just called me and
I
said,
don't know about no man. This is my home.
This is private property.
That's my own business. Who
Trey just said if he
run on me, ask me some other about your business.
Trey just said he just said lock him up. Hey, come here. I'm messing with you.
I'm messing with you.
I'm messing with you, man.
Lock him up. Oh, man. Please don't tell me Mr. Norman H. Taylor Jr. done got himself locked up over that sexual batteries, fam. What's going on? Man. Don't crash out like that, Mr. Taylor. Here's a weekend warning real quick.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Ooh, happy Halloween for everybody out there. This is a Halloween classic. Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. It was the Mike Vick versus Deshaun Jackson Bowl last night. I caught it.
Yes.
I caught it. It was pretty good. Hey.
Don't need no paper. Don't need no pencils. Don't need no love letters.
That's weed. That's
weed. I just want to get along with you. No fever.
Delaware State defeated Norfolk State 27-20. Delaware State is coached by Deshaun Jackson, Mike Vick. Norfolk State, they played at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Pretty cool. Two former Eagle teammates.
Yes, yes, yes. Man, I'm loving the vibe of these cats stepping into the HBCU realm and becoming coaches. I'm loving that right there. Deshaun Jackson has brought some energy back to Delaware State. Delaware State has now tripled its win totals from 2023 to 2024. Ah!
They're talking about
tripled.
They're talking about him getting a job like a power four job.
They need to stay right here. They need to cook right here. I like them being in the HBCU world and cooking.
Yeah, his name is being mentioned for some pretty big jobs.
He needs to finish this one first.
Let's
not jump out there too fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't jump out there like Deion so quick. Let it cook a little bit, because that Delaware State merch is going to be fire pretty soon. I can see it. I can see the vision. Congratulations to those brothers. I would love to see more former players jump into that world. Speaking of HBCUs, let's go to Tuskegee, Alabama. An experience at a HBCU tradition like no other right here. Tuskegee University Marching Band. The vibe has not been set at a football game until the Tuskegee Marching Crimson Pipers sing Ball and Parlay. Ball and Parlay. And they sing this under the shed. And tuba's going to work right here, y'all. Game don't start. The vibes don't start until the band hits Ball and Parlay. Where the sun or gray, we gon' ball and parlay. We get crunk every day. That's the Tuskegee way. So take your seat, cause we're live. Marching hard 8 to 5. That's what we do every day. As we ball and parlay. We gon' ball and parlay. I love that.
That's strong.
Oh, it feels good, too, when it's live out there. Everybody just sings the words. You're like, how does everybody know these words all of a sudden? Good God, it's great. All right, let me empty the clip with these before we get out of here. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Halloween Friday. Which comedian crashed the live broadcast better, fellas? Which comedian crashed the live broadcast better? Take you to NBC Sports in Philly. We're in the post game in the tunnel with Dallas Goedert. Am I saying his name right?
Goddard. Dallas Goddard.
Yeah. Dump.
There goes Goedert.
I'm going to clean that up.
Goedert, get in there.
Touchdown, Goedert.
Stop it.
That's weed. That's weed.
So who crashed it better? We got comedian Lucius Shane Gillis. Clearly. Crashing this interview.
We probably made it look better than they do.
How about Jalen Hurts and what he has done, especially these last couple weeks right there? Come on in, Shane. Say hi. Shane.
Go Bears.
You celebrate National Tight Ends Day?
He's an honorary tight end always.
He's honorary tight end?
We're trying to get him to tight end university next year. We'll see if he comes.
Go Birds.
A nice pop in from Shane Gillis right there. That'll pop on social media. About the offense.
He wasn't lying. It did pop on social media.
I bet it did. I like Shane, but I can't be in favor of the Go Birds.
With the good bits.
Yeah, the way they say it, too.
Just annoying.
Good bits. Come down. How about this one? Who crashed the bed? Let's go to CNN. Comedian Bert Kreischer.
Okay.
Surprised a CNN reporter with an unscheduled live cameo during the World Series.
You know, some of the... Hey! This is my guy. Hey, look at him. We got celebrities.
This is the greatest game ever. We're leaving early so we got a podcast to do.
It's Bert, yeah.
This is why you show up to a baseball game. This is why you pay money to come to a baseball game.
Yeah.
We're, what, 15 innings in?
Almost 6 hours.
Oh! And they stopped serving beer, but I got a cold one.
Who's going to win? Dodgers eventually going to do this?
Yeah. Dodgers, baby. Dodgers. This is America.
All right, be
Bert
careful.
Bert Kreischer cameo. Hey, who knew that guy had a T-shirt? He's always shirtless.
Yeah, Bert was grooving. He was
Dodgers.
Why you show up to a baseball game? This is why.
Where's your baseball game?
Why you show up to a baseball game?
I'm right there.
As he's leaving early.
America.
Taking a page out of my book. Yeah.
Hold up. Little rock on a Halloween. Little Deftones right there, bro. Type of music that vampires make love to.
Romance music.
Yeah. This is what they do. All right, y'all be safe this weekend, man. I'm gonna get on out of here, bro.
Thank you.
On a holiday. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. No, on Monday.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be black this weekend. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out hollering.
There he is, Lucius Alexander. LA Live most days here, 540 ish in the G Bag Nation.
Lucius, you got a holiday Monday too. 2 hours of radio.
I seen that.
You got a Monday night game.
Monday night football. Bum, 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 bum.
Lucius, you should also stay off of Fort Worth mugshots.
Yeah.
The mugshot magazines. Oh, my gosh. That is scary. All right. I'm done.
All right. Let's do it. The first 2025 ever G-Bag Nation Halloween candy draft. I'm excited for this, fellas. 877-881-1053. Play along with us as we draft for supremacy. When it comes to the Halloween candy, that's next here in the nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.